Previously on The Bystanders.
Bunny was a hoarder? Ew! What's in there?
So much stuff.
You guys, I think I found something. And look at this. Apparently, we're not the only ones that Bunny was blackmailing.
We did it!
We need to find a way out. Put the rest of that evidence back in the floor and let's get out of here.
We have one suspect I'm keeping a very close eye on.
I knew it! Kyle, look at this photo. They did see something.
Hey, it's Marcia, interrupting your local broadcast to talk to you about The Bystanders. The Bystanders is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. What gets me is that HelloFresh is just a better value, like more bang for your buck, as the old folks would say. I guess I'm old here. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. On top of being affordable, don't get me started on being frugal, because I really am. What sells me here is that HelloFresh cuts out that stressful meal planning and grocery store trips after quarantine. I am so sick of planning out my family's meals each week, but I just don't necessarily want to eat out. So this just cuts out all that stress. So you can enjoy, and I can enjoy, cooking and have dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or less. Go to HelloFresh.com/14Bunny and use code 14Bunny for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/14Bunny and use code 14Bunny for 14 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And now back to our show.
This tantalizing tale picks up right where it left off. Surrounded by Bunny's pricey abandonment issues, Kyle and Bonnie had just discovered that the bystanders may have seen more than they let on.
I'm sure there's an explanation, Bonnie.
I'd like to believe that, Kyle. I really would. But these photos show that they watched, so why did they lie?
Well, there could be many reasons why they didn't do something. There's fight, flight, freeze, fart. I fart when I get scared.
I suppose so. That's a really terrifying position to be put in.
We all want to believe we'd do something, but maybe when it comes down to it, we wouldn't.
Ah! Watch out! An avalanche!
Whoa, that was close!
Okay. Let's start packing up all these luxury leather frisbees, and then we can move on to those Hummel figurines. Sorry, this might take a while.
No, it's fine. And from my calculations, we'll be good and done in only 1 or 2 months.
2 months getting to know you better? Sounds like a blast to me.
Yeah, it's fun. Look at this monkey. Who knew that inside Bunny's apartment this whole time was all this neat stuff?
Give a hoarder money and I guess this is what it looks like.
Did you know that she was, using your words, a hoarder?
I did, but I didn't realize it was this. I remember the day it began. It was our 14th birthday, and my parents bought all sorts of lavish presents. Bicycles, ponies, Disneyland.
Wow.
The problem was, they had started to forget Bunny more and more over the years.
Really?
Between their evenings out at the Sydney Opera House and horse racing in Monaco, they really only had time to remember one of us. Bunny wasn't as smart or talented, or some have said, as pretty as me.
No.
So my parents began to focus only on me, sometimes forgetting I even had a twin at all. All of the wonderful things they bought for our birthday were for me.
That's awful. So they just forgot she was around?
Basically. I tried to share my gifts to make her feel better, but she was changed forever that day. I started noticing Bunny was collecting things. Stickers, dolls, crystal vases. As we grew, her abandonment issues turned into hoarding, and due to our resplendent upbringing, her expensive taste racked up quite a bill. My parents weren't too happy about that.
Wow. It sounds hard to have someone else's face.
I really miss her. I should have been there for her.
Bonnie, no! You're amazing! Today, we will honor Bunny, and we will make sense of all her precious things. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
Good luck with that, Kyle. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, Phil was leaving Toys R Toys, with a very satisfied Frankie clutching her Mega Fossil Dig Kit and Millennial Barbie.
Sweet! My Millennial Barbie came with a degree and a fun financial plan. Daddy, you really are the best dad in the world.
Oh, Frankie, I'm not that...
You teach me how to work hard and be kind and be honest and tell the truth.
It's honest. The truth. Phil knew he had to start being honest about the truth.
Frankie, I haven't been honest with you, and it's important that I always tell you the truth. I need to tell you something.
Is this about Mommy and how she died in Antarctica while saving all the cute polar bears and penguins?
Yes.
Because that story's bullshit.
Frankie!
What? It's obvious, Daddy. But I'm glad you're finally ready to tell me. So, late on me, she's not really dead? She's on a secret space mission or something?
I love you, sweetie. You know that, right?
Of course.
And I would do anything in the world for you.
Yep. What is it, Daddy?
Okay, well, remember when we watched the movie about the orphan with the red hair and life was kind of hard knock for her? Or the one about the little boy orphan who asks, "Please, sir, may I have some more?" Because he's starving to death?
Are you talking about Annie and Oliver?
Yes. Their lives looked pretty awful, right?
No, both of those orphans ended up super rich.
Right. All right. Actually, before I get into that, Forget that for a second. I want to talk about...
Rick?
What?
Rick.
No! What about Rick, sweetie?
Isn't that him? Right there. Playing basketball.
There he was. A god amongst boys. A perfect bead of sweat dripped down Rick's brow as he effortlessly made a layup. Phil hadn't spoken to Rick since the day they officially hired him. Flashes of Bunny's spine-chilling croak still haunted Phil. And he needed a word.
Yo, Rick!
What? Oh,
Rick!
Guys, carry on without me. Hey, Rick, what's going on, fella? Lovely to see you. And you, little lady.
Hey, Rick!
We need to talk about the plumbing job you just did for me.
What?
The clog you just took care of.
The clog?
I don't know. Maybe you want to take a stab at what I'm talking about?
Oh, does this have to do with that crazy voicemail you all left me? You guys keep cracking me up with those.
Yes, that. Hey, Frankie, here are the keys. You want to go get the car, honey?
Dad, I made.
Just do it.
Okay.
What the hell, man? You said you were a professional.
All right. Now I'm confused. Is this about plumbing or killing?
You're sick. We were all home. My daughter was asleep in her bed. And you decide to brutally murder someone right in our courtyard.
Whoa. Keep your voice down, mate.
If we weren't in a public place right now, I'd really give you a piece of my mind. With my fists.
Calm down. Violence is not the answer. Besides, I'm not the one who, you know, finished the job.
Wait. What?
Hey, Rick. Rick. You coming back in, man? We're down 10 points now.
Be there in a jiffy.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Absconder.
Detective Louie, what are you two?
You two know each other, huh?
Yep.
Yes, why wouldn't we? Yes, we were just talking about,
Bunny Bell Pash's murder.
Yeah.
Tragic, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we still have no leads. Boy, it's frustrating as hell, and it's making me look bad at my job. Well, good seeing
you. Good to see you, yes.
Coming in, Rick. We need those threes, bro. We gotta have those threes!
Yep, be right there.
Come on, Ricky boy!
Okay, what do you mean you didn't do it? And why in the hell are you playing basketball with the detective who is investigating the case?
They need an extra player on Tuesdays because Alan has Alan on meetings. And I didn't do it.
I saw you. We all did.
No, you guys didn't. I had the arsenic ready and a nice little boat trip planned to dump her body in the ocean. I was gonna do it... What day is it? Ah, today, actually. Sounds like Bunny had quite a few enemies.
So wait, if you didn't do it, that means we didn't do it.
And we aren't murderers!
Bingo!
Oh.
No refunds, though. It's just policy.
Oh.
Daddy!
Whatever. See you, Rick. Thank you so much, man. Frankie, scoot over.
Phil jumped in his jalopy and raced back to Noble Apartments to tell everyone the life-altering news.
We didn't do it!
I feel so clean!
Leon going to prison!
Rick just got even hotter.
All right.
He still wouldn't give us the money back, huh?
I love you all so much. Rebecca, play party music!
All right, now playing Party in Hell by the Nasty Sinners.
Rebecca, stop!
Oops.
It still hasn't quite sunk in that we aren't responsible for Bunny's death. Oh, such a relief.
Right?
I know. Can you believe that?
Wait, so if we didn't do it, who did?
Bonnie, what are you going to do with all these things?
I'll probably donate most of it. We're sitting on a lot of money that could do a lot of good things for people. It's what Bunny would have wanted.
You are a really good person.
You're making me blush, Kyle.
Ooh, look at this cool maraca.
Careful with that!
Oh, yep, sure, no problem.
It's a $200,000 Swarovski crystal gold-plated baby rattle.
Feels inappropriate for a baby. And too heavy.
The rich are largely inappropriate.
Oh, no! Whoops. I just knocked over a picture of me in a Speedo. How did she get this?
Yeah, like I said, she could get a little obsessed with things. In this case, I can't really blame her.
Hey, looks like there's something in the floor here.
Don't tell me she's hoarding under the apartment, too.
It looks like some important documents, a roll of film, some sealed envelopes. What? This one has my name on it.
A love letter, no doubt. Open it.
I, Bunny Bell Patched, hereby declare this as my last will and testament, that all of my possessions, titles, estates, names, and inheritances will go to my beloved Kyle Schittles. To me?
Bunny had a will?
I guess. It says, I, Bunny Bell Patched, hereby declare this as my last will and...
Give that to me right now.
Oh, yikes! In the blink of an eye, this kitten switched personalities and switched a blade on Kyle.
Bonnie, hey, put that away. Come on now.
Hand it to me now, or I'll come get it myself.
Bonnie, I can't. It's not what Bunny wanted.
Oh, Kyle, such a noble person you are, even if it's going to get you killed.
Ah, stay back, or I'll throw this Dudley Do-Right lunchbox at you.
Kyle, you don't understand. Bunny ruined my life and swept me of my inheritance. How do you think she paid for all of this? She used our likeness to open up bank accounts in my name to make it look like it was me with this sickness, Kyle. Once Mommy and Daddy found out that a small fortune had been depleted from the Bell Pasch estates, they could only trace it back to me! So, they cut me off.
If only you guys were fraternal.
It hurt them too badly that their favorite daughter could be imperfect. But I am perfect. I'm a minimalist! Bunny refused to set the record straight and watched me decline into shame and poverty. I even called her!
What?
I called her the night I murdered her, okay? Giving her one last chance to do the right thing!
No way!
Oh, but she just hung up. Click! The measure she took to let out her revenge on me for being the favorite, which, like I could help that, literally drove me mad! I'm a little crazy, Kyle.
No, I wouldn't say that.
My sister, she deserved to die.
That is a little crazy.
I thought for sure once Mommy and Daddy were dead, I'd regain some inheritance. But no, I was completely cut out. And it all went to my dear, dear Liz Pretty sister.
So you killed your parents too. Should have saw that one coming.
Yes, I killed them! Kyle, I really don't want to have to do this, because to be honest, man, I have an impression on you, but if you don't hand over that will, I'm going to take you out, just like I did my sister.
Kyle weighed his options for a very brief moment, and then he knew what he had to do. Run!
say we want. There's only so many places you can hide.
Back in the relieved environment of the Hades apartment, the bystanders were still perplexed by who done it.
I mean, she was a rather unpleasant woman. Wouldn't surprise me if one of her other victims did it.
Knowing what we know now, that it wasn't Rick, would we have done something to help?
What was that?
Somebody help me!
It's Kyle!
The skylight's open! He's climbing down from the roof!
He's what?
Oh, that was not a graceful jump.
Is he okay?
Look, it's Bonnie. She's in pursuit and climbing down too.
Ever heard of playing a little hard to get, Bonnie?
Whoa, she just leaped onto Kyle!
Okay.
Oh, she has a knife, guys.
I knew it! She sucks!
What do we do?
We have to save him. Kyle!
Don't touch me! Get off of me!
Stop it!
Kyle could struggle no more. Bonnie had him pinned. The same knife that killed Bunny held to his neck.
Get off of me, Bonnie!
Such a shame. We'll never know what we could have had between us. You should have just given me the will. Goodbye, Kyle. Stop right there, or he gets it!
We probably should have grabbed bats or something.
You can't do this, Bonnie. We won't let you.
Well, look who suddenly decided to be a bunch of heroes.
Kyle, I love you.
Bonnie, why are you doing this?
Why? Because I want what's rightfully mine.
Sounds reasonable.
You know, I remember that night really well. All of you just watched from the protection of your apartments as your very own neighbor got stabbed to death.
Oh, I knew it. It was her. I knew it.
I'm sure there's an explanation.
Shut up, Kyle. You're gonna die really soon because these bystanders don't have what it takes to do the right thing. They're selfish.
We have to do something!
Ah, but it was too late. Bonnie had lost her marbles and it would now take a miracle to save Kyle.
Say goodbye, Kyle.
The courtyard cat clawed Bonnie's hair and she released her death grip on Kyle, the knife falling to the ground. It was the bystander's moment.
Let go of me! I'm using my body! Maybe I'm Bonnie.
Don't let her mind tricks fool you.
I got her hair. Nope, it pulled out.
I'm gonna sit on.
We got her! Yay, team!
Kyle, are you okay?
I think so. Bonnie, you are right. You are crazy.
I'll call the police.
Within minutes, Detective Lou Louie and his squad showed up and detained Bonnie. Our bystanders, or should I say, no longer bystanders, were proud as hell, and they should be. Kyle was anxious to thank the gang for what they had done.
I don't know how to thank you guys. I mean, you all saved my life.
You would have done the same for us.
Instinct, really.
Glad you're okay, buddy.
Yeah, man. I don't know why we don't hang more. You know I play a little guitar. Maybe we jam sometime?
I would love that.
Kyle?
Sarah.
Watching you almost get killed, it made me... Well, I guess it made me think.
Yeah. Did you really mean what you said about love?
No. I mean, I would really like to hang out and see.
Yeah! yes. I would love that very much.
Sir, you can't cross that line.
Great job, everyone. However, Kyle Shittles, you were exceptional.
I was?
You may not know this, but I knew all along you didn't do it.
You did?
I certainly did. A good detective can't give up his cards too easily, see? And a great detective can predict the future, and you, good man, helped this great detective do just that.
I did.
My instincts told me to keep an eye on you, and I was right. The moment Bonnie Bell Pass showed up in town, I've been tracing her every move. Right down to your little outing to the Five and Grab this morning, where I spotted Bonnie boisterously giggling at one of your jokes. And then it dawned on me, Kyle's jokes aren't that funny. This Bunny lookalike must have a thing for him. And then it hit me. Bonnie was madly in love with Kyle, but Kyle was madly in love with Bunny. So in a fit of rage and passion, Bonnie killed Bunny to then replace Bunny and to get to Kyle. But Kyle refused, staying loyal to his beloved Bunny, and Bonnie couldn't bear it, so she tried to kill Kyle. And then all of you saved the day. Blah, blah. I did it! I cracked the case!
Wow, nailed it.
You're really good.
That's not what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
Oh, wait till Marcia hears about this.
I'm Bunny.
Speak of the devil.
No, I'm Bunny. I'm Bunny.
Just put her in the back seat, boys.
I'm Bunny. Or I'm
exhausted.
Bunny. No, I'm Bunny.
I'm going to take Bunny down to the station and, by the sound of it, lock her up on the psych ward. Great job, you neighbors. Come on, guys, gal. Let's move out. Oop. Oop, 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 oop. Not so fast, Mr. Absconder.
Huh? Hey, come on. What are you drawing on my face?
Ooh, charades.
I love charades. Hitler.
Groucho Marx.
Tom Selleck.
William Rubio. Ha-ha, I knew it was you.
All right. Okay. I'll come peacefully. I don't want to make a scene in front of my daughter.
We've been looking for you, Mr. Rubio, to tell you that you're no longer a suspect in your wife's murder.
What? What? How?
Well, very simply, the boys in Wisconsin have found some new DNA, and you've been absolved of all charges. Congratulations, William Rubio. You're a free man.
Oh. Yay! Woohoo!
Thank you.
Boy, this is a great day.
I can finally tell Frank that her mother was murdered and it wasn't me who did it.
You go, Phil.
Way to go, Phil.
Way to not kill your wife.
With Bonnie locked up in the big house and everyone free to move on, these kiddos found a new lease on life. And they found it together. A few weeks later, the neighbors of Noble Apartments threw a post-baby shower for Lexi and Tim.
You guys... Thank you all for coming.
Our pleasure.
Having a great time.
Obadiah, say thank you.
Isn't he the cutest baby in the whole wide world? Oh, spit up in my mouth again.
Hop, fan. We prayed about it, and
we want Obadiah to be your godbaby.
Not that we aren't honored, but you might want to choose other godparents. Not sure how much longer we'll be around.
Don't say that. You could live to be 100.
No, we mean we'll be moving soon.
Oh, no.
Come on, why?
No, you stay. Guys have to stay.
Yeah, we're like family now.
Yeah,
and you're my naked grandparents.
Oh, that's sweet, you guys. But we want to live out our dreams in naked bliss.
It's really all we've ever wanted.
Well, I'm the new landlord now, so how about you guys stay and just... be naked, within the confines of Noble Apartments, obviously, but if you need to roam the courtyard, do laundry bare-bummed, I declare it okay. That is, if everyone else is okay. Shoot, I should have had a vote. I'll get better at this.
Great idea, Kyle. Yes!
Yes! Stay! Be naked!
Personally, I think it's totally progressive.
Wow. We don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Yeah, take your clothes off.
Okay. If you insist.
Yeah!
The he's stripped down as Kyle passed out slices of cheese pizza.
Okay, time for gifts. Lexi, open mine first.
Hi, y'all.
Now, I know you guys requested money instead of gifts since your church donated all that baby stuff, but I saw this in Bunny's place and I couldn't help myself.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's
What is it?
It's heavy.
Looks like a bedazzled weapon.
Oh, I know. It's the same one Princess Charlotte had.
Yeah, it's a, what does she call it? A Swampski, Swarovski, a Sliver. It's a baby rattle.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. This is beautiful. Oh, honey, isn't this amazing?
This is gorgeous. Thank you.
Hey, everyone, get together. Let's take a picture.
I'll take it.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, everyone. Gather around.
Ooh,
come on.
Yeah, yes. Okay, here. So, yeah, we'll sit right here.
Hey, you know
here.
What? Next pizza's on me, you guys.
Yeah, fun. Oh, they look great, babe.
Let's roll it, baby.
All right, everyone. Say cheese pizza.
Oh, I love that.
Cheese pizza.
Once strangers, now neighbors. This group of bystanders learned a valuable lesson. We're stronger together, even if we don't have much in common. It's our differences that make us special. Kind of like Joe Pesci's two different colored eyes. We're all in this together. So when a fellow neighbor needs help, simply do something. The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media, Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. Follow the Bystanders podcast on Instagram and Twitter at @the_bystanders_podcast. I'm out of here.